So what a difference a year makes. Describe what your the change in your life and your career has been like after this breakout season.
That season changed my life, you know. I think I look back and a lot of good things happened last year, you know, and be part of this organization, you know, the Big League Club last year, and have that great year, you know, go to the All-Star game. But at the end, you know, we're getting short, we go to the playoffs, so right now we're focusing the off-season to get better and think of how you get a better year next season.
What have you done this off-season to make sure that last year wasn't a fluke and it's going to last and last?
Really, I don't think about that, you know. I just think and do the same process I have last year, you know, when the last old season. So I just focus on getting stronger, you know, prepare myself, my mind to go to spring training and work in defense, hitting, you know, but make sure my body is healthy, you know, and that's the pretty much the what I think in the offseason.
Have you worked with Jose Oquendo?
Not yet. I want to go next month early. So we can work maybe two weeks early, you know.
Who have you been training with? What do you do?
I got a trainer in Boca, Adam. Yeah, we were working the last 3 years. So basically, it's the same workout, you know, every year. I try to focus, you know, and getting stronger and be healthy for the spring training.
How much was rest necessary with your arm? And how much was it really kind of weakened, and did you have to protect it late last season?
I think last season my shoulder was strong, you know, the whole season. The problem was when I broke my thumb, you know, I had to put a lot of stress in my shoulder when I came back because my forearm was weak. So this year, I just feel 100% right now. And the last couple of months, I was working, you know, like in the healthy, you know, like working my legs and my shoulder and my body. So nothing concerned with my arm this year.
Can you describe Colton Wong, your teammate? What you learned about Colton as a player and as a guy?
I think Colton is a great player, you know, great teammate. You know, he's I love his energy. You know, every time he go to the field, he play 100%. You know, he push the teammates, and I think he's gonna have a great year this year. You know, his focus, his confidence, and I just want to work with him in the middle.
So. What do you feel like you'd like to accomplish in 2017?
I think like a player, you have to work in everything, you know. So, yeah, for sure, I want to have a better year last year, you know. So I just focus and be a better teammate. I think it's something like I can help more of my teammates, you know, like talk more in the clubhouse, you know, in the field. And it's tough to do that when you are a rookie, you know. So this year I have more confidence, you know, and I know the players better. And I think I can be a better teammate for sure.
Always talking about how you ought to be more at ease this year coming into the situation because of everything you experienced last year. Do you think that's going to be the case, and how is that going to make you better?
Yeah, for sure. I think your second year you have more confidence, you know. Like last year everything was new for me, so this year it's more like confidence, you know. Like I know I can do the job, you know, but at the same time I know I have to work harder because like the pitchers know me this year, so it's just be focused in every game and get my spring training to learn, you know, and keep working.
You saw the Cardinals invested in more Cuban talent in their signings this year. Did you know any of the players they signed, Rosarena or any of those guys?
Yeah, for sure. I talked with Luis when they signed a couple of Cuban guys this year, you know. So I go there to Jupiter and I talk with the Cuban players. So they are great young men, you know, and we go dinner. So. Yeah, for sure. I think, like I said in the past, you know, like every time like a Cuban player get to the big league, you know, that say to the clubs, you know, like they can trust in us, that we came here to work and put a lot of effort in the game. So he says, I feel really good every time one team sign a Cuban player, for sure.
Do you have any goals for yourself?
Yeah, I think the whole goal is like go to the World Series this year. I think last year we came short, you know, one game. So this year, I think that everybody's thinking the same, you know, like getting a strong season and hopefully get to the playoff and win the World Series.